Yesterday, the Catholic Biblical Federation and the United Bible Society signed a joint statement on partnership in biblical ministry. The statement pledges that Catholics and Protestants will work together in their biblical study. The president of the Pontifical Council for the Promotion of Christian Unity, Cardinal Walter Kasper, attended the signing. He spoke to Philippa Hitchin about the role of Scripture in ecumenism.
There are two points to make available the Bible. So first, of course, that's the first condition, but then also help people to have a better understanding of the Bible, because many people have problems at the first stage to understand the Bible. And so especially the Catholic Bible Federation provides also texts for introduction for every Sunday, Gospel Sunday lecture, or for Mark or Matthew and so on. And both is important to provide helps and to provide the Bible itself.
There will be those on both sides, amongst Catholics and Protestants, who say this is perhaps a step too far, that it risks blurring the differences, it risks not really looking at the obstacles that are still there in the interpretation of the Scriptures.
Well, when I prepare my homily for Sunday, I read Protestant commentaries, I read Catholic commentaries, and the difference go across in the concrete interpretation of one piece of the gospel. There are today no fundamental disagreements. There are disagreements on the doctrinal level about the ministry of the church, the understanding of the church, and so on. This is related to the Bible. But if you take one piece of the Bible, among some moderate Catholic and moderate Protestant scholars, there is no fundamental divergence any longer. This is also a good result of the ecumenical movement.